Okay, welcome everyone to today's call called Connecting to a Higher Power. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure having you on the line today. In a few moments from now, I'll be joined by our very special guest, Jason Nelson. But before I introduce Jason, please allow me to share how this call will work today, particularly if this is your first PeopleYouShouldMeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Jason a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been submitted in through the site by you, our listeners. Now, I actually first came across Jason's work when I arrived fresh into LA probably around 3 months ago. And I guess I'm someone who's always scanning my personal environment and the places that I go through on a daily basis for interesting symbols and synchronicities. And one synchronicity in particular captured my imagination, and that was actually within the space of a week. I guess connected with Jason's work from three different sources. I think I saw one of his cards in a cafe. I think I may have come across his work briefly online and also had someone actually recommend his work. And I guess whenever I receive messages, I'm always looking for them to actually appear in threes. And as soon as they do appear in threes, it's almost like an instant signal for me to pay very close attention. And I guess in paying attention, it's really been following that synchronicity through has actually resulted in this call coming together. Now, Jason Nelson is an empowerment speaker, coach, and author of two books, one called The Age of the Soul and the second, Empowering Children Today. He's known for his three-step process developed from over 8 years' experience called the Trinity Method. And, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call our very special guest, Jason Nelson. How are you doing there, Jason?
Hi, doing fabulous. Thank you for having me on.
Welcome. Cool. Well, I just thought we'd actually begin at the top, Jason. I guess the theme of the call is quite an intriguing one, and it has captured lots of people's attention during our promo this week. And I guess connecting to a higher power means different things for different people. So I was just wondering if you could actually just kick us off by explaining what does it actually mean to connect to a higher power?
I'd love to. Yeah, when we talk about a higher power, depending on one's background, where they come from in the world, their religion or spiritual faith, it means different things. And so I hope that this call is a call that can empower each individual to go deeper into whatever their faith is of a higher power, that this can be all-inclusive of everybody. And that's really the intention of my work is to help everybody to just go deeper into their faith, their belief in whatever this higher power is. It's also been called spirit, just a general word that basically means a spiritual or universal assistance or power that we have available to all of us. And to break it down, it could be God, it could be higher self, soul, deceased loved ones, spirit guides, angels, to the childlike fairies and, things like that. But really what it comes down to is we have this presence, if you will, a universal intelligence. Not really something that we can understand with our mind, but something that I think everybody has felt to some degree or another at some point in their lives. And it's this presence, this moving, guiding, positive force in the universe that we can all tap into for things like healing and guidance, day-to-day guidance. It could be something like, should I take this supplement or this supplement? Should I see this doctor or this doctor? Buy this house or this house? I mean, there's an intuitive intelligence that's around us, and then we're intuitive beings ourselves. So the combination of our own intuitive capacities and then this higher power universal presence that also has an intuitive intelligence, it's just a recipe for success, tapping into it and utilizing it, something that's already here with us.
And just in terms of your own journey, Jason, have you always felt a deep connection to this guiding intelligence, or is it something that emerged at a later stage?
Well, yeah, a little background is I was never affiliated with a particular religion or faith. My parents didn't go to church or temple or anything like that. But you might say they had a spirituality about them, just a, an intuitiveness, a perception about things that they were tapped into this universal higher power, and it helped. My mom always knew, for instance, when, I was going to get hurt as a little kid, and that can be seen as, negative. Well, why did she only know when you were going to get hurt? Mm. Well, she also knew, positive things. She just know things about me. Be out with friends, and I'd get a phone call, and she'd know exactly what I was doing and whatnot. And I think this type of intuition is stronger with mothers.
Mm.
It's like a mother-child bond. But this type of intuitive force or presence is something that we all use. I think whether we're aware of it or not, we're using it. But my first memories were actually of seeing what I knew at that point. I called them ghosts. They were like, shadows and presences and things like that. And my mom would tell me that as far back as she could remember, I saw things, and she did too. And I saw them up until my early teens when I kind of said I got scared because, we're inundated from these external stimuli, movies, TV, kind of society's viewpoint of what spirit is. And, watching movies like Poltergeist and things like that really scared the heck out of me and turned this friendly feeling of spirit into more of a negative feeling. And I believe that's what happens to us, where there's so many beliefs about, possession and negative this and evil that when it comes to a higher power spiritual realm. And my opinion, truthfully, with everybody I've worked with, hundreds, even thousands of people, is that it's this generational hand-me-down of disempowering beliefs about what spirit is. And it's really unfortunate because it's created a divide between humanity and spirit, or God, you could say, this universal higher power, this presence. And so people feel disconnected. They feel alone. They feel, so many people believe in God, so I'll just use the word God. If I talk to God, does God hear me? And why can't I hear God back? And there's this disconnect. And really, we're all meant to have a very tangible two-way exchange relationship with a higher power, whatever that is, to the individual, to where we can hear and see and feel and know and have a really positive experience that's guiding us through life and even healing us in times of need. So it started with seeing spirits. I knew them as spirits, shadows on the ceiling and even apparitions. One time my deceased grandfather, walked through the bedroom door, and that's when I just about had it. Scared the heck out of me, and I said, okay, I don't want to see anymore. And it shut down, and it didn't open back up until I had an epiphany on my 25th birthday. And we could talk about that if you'd like, but in summary, I had this just divine revelation where this power, higher power, came to me and said, it's time. You have a mission on this planet. You have work to do, and this is what it is. And it was very profound and intense, and plugged me in and washed away all my fears, but also healed all my illnesses. And I think that's something that we all need in this time, with our fears and our emotional blocks and limiting beliefs that hold us back, that even manifest physically as health imbalances, we can use this higher power to help guide us into healing, which it did for me. Mm-hmm. I had chronic fatigue, chronic migraines, hypoglycemia, fainting spills, all kinds of illnesses that completely healed within months, and I haven't been sick in years.
Wow. Now, just with the divine revelation, I'm sure many people will be very, very curious about that as a process, and maybe just describe how you navigated that terrain. I think lots of people, particularly people who are opening up to their spiritual gifts, get very strong feedback or have experiences that really open them up to another level. And I was just wondering if you could actually just describe your own experience of opening up to that new level of being.
Sure, and I'd like to relate it the best I can to the participants and what they might experience. It's my finding that it's not a matter of if that we open up to this higher calling or higher divine power, but simply when. Mm. And it may be like a in-your-face experience like mine, which I'll explain a little more detailed in a second, or it may be a sequence of events that lead up to it, this awakening. But it's definitely knocking on the door for everybody. We have this inner spirituality or spirit. Some people call it a soul, but it's a very distinct consciousness, almost an eternal consciousness that is speaking to us always and guiding us always. You could say that's our own inner divine spirit or higher power. And it's awakening in us this sense of longing to connect with the greater universal presence that we're all connected to, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it. And it's knocking on the door. It's almost like a little child, you know, cooped up in the house that wants to go out and play.
Mm.
And this spiritual essence within us all, it is knocking on the door, and it does that through intuitive signs. You know, like you said, you had a few signs that said maybe I should have Jason on my show.
Mm.
Saw a card, something online, and then I met someone in person. And that's how it works. This inner spirit, if you will, it pulls us into directions that gives us awareness and awakening of our higher spiritual purpose and truth, etc. Mm. And it may come in a big shebang, or it may, be more nonchalant, and you know, we have to pay attention a little more. But it's definitely happening to everybody. So I encourage everybody to just give yourselves permission to open up to a greater awareness of your spiritual selves and what that spiritual you is saying and how it's guiding you and maybe what it's wanting you to see. For me, I was a musician, producing music, so I was playing live, recording, writing. I was a music major. My life and passion was music, and I knew that's what I wanted to do for a living, and I was beginning to do it. And then I had an accident, which I thought was an accident, but looking back, I know that it was definitely no coincidence. You know, something that seemed horrendous was orchestrated and actually turned out to be a gift.
Mm.
And I was next to an explosion that happened that basically took out my hearing.
Wow.
And it was an accident. It was at a friend's house and something happened. But it made me look at my life and say, what's next? My whole life revolved around music, you know. Going out and dancing, to writing, recording. Every day I was participating in music or high decibel level music in one form or another. And I could no longer do that because what this accident did is it created a phenomenon called hyperacusis, which is sensitivity to loud noise. So I could no longer be around loud noise. Anything louder than like a loud conversation level, it makes my ears ring, so I don't even go to movie theaters anymore, even with earplugs.
Wow.
Well, a few months later, August 31st, 2001, the accident happened in June. So a few months later, I got my answer. It was the eve of my 25th birthday, around midnight, and I was given a journal from a friend of mine. And I'm thinking, what should I write in this thing? I've never had a journal before. And all of a sudden, this presence fills the room, unlike anything I think I've experienced since then. It was super, super strong and powerful. And it was like something out of a movie. The physical light, the lamps in the room actually got brighter. Mm. And, you know, you might think you'd be scared with such a incident, but there was such a strong knowing in the room, the presence, that I just knew that, A, I was safe, and also that I was going to be completely healed and everything was going to be all right. And it was just this feeling of just peace and safety and that things were going to be okay. Mm. And the voice began echoing in my mind loud and clear, and it basically said, you'll follow me sooner or later. This will decide your next step to mastery. Take my hand. And and it went on for 2 hours and gave me my purpose. And at that point, all I understood, any kind of universal higher power, was God, you know, because I didn't really have training or anything. So to me, God was coming to me and speaking to me and spoke to me for 2 hours and gave me my purpose and prophetic look at where the world's going and universal lessons. And I was absolutely clear about where I was going and what I was going to do. And it came to me for 2 weeks every night and just kept giving me information. Well, months after that, within months, my illnesses healed. About 6 months after that, I met Catherine Beck, who was my teacher for 7.5 years every day. She taught me everything she knew, and she was just the greatest in the world, I felt. And I learned how to really ground these experiences and begin teaching them to others, and that's what I did.
Amazing. And with your relationship with Catherine, it must have been quite an amazing gift to learn from someone like her. And I was just wondering, for people who are just connecting to their life in this way, what sort of role does the teacher actually play in helping to cultivate the being into this way of being?
Well, I've always felt that it's nice to have a physical teacher and a non-physical teacher. And the physical teacher would be another person, like Catherine for me. And the non-physical would be this higher power, whatever that is to you. And between the two, you're going to be able to know better where to go and what to do. I think the mix of both is good. Mm-hmm. But one thing to remember is your free will, and that it's always best to go on, you know, I always share with people that if you're going to fall, and we all fall, we all, you know, we take a little step back, maybe it's 2 steps forward, 1 step back, we all fall and pick ourselves up, you know. Mm. And if we're going to do that, we might as well do that by going within ourselves and listening to our own inner voice versus outside of ourselves and listening to an external voice, because there's so much of that chatter in the world right now. And I believe when we're awakening, you know, and just exploring our spiritual purpose, the next step, you know, healing or whatever it may be for the person, they want to know more about life and the universe and, you know, what's moving it, that it's really important to ground into your inner truth, your inner intuition. And one might say, well, you know, I don't know if I have intuition and I don't know what my truth is. That's why I'm going on this exploration. But you really do. Mm. You do have intuition. You're using it. Even if you just look at, you know, the person that calls on the phone and you know who's calling before they call, that's intuition. Mm. We've all done that at least once. We've all used intuition and are using it, and you really do have the answers inside. You just have to trust and believe. Mm. And so practice trusting and believing you have the answers inside of you while, you know, being humble to open up to possibilities outside of yourself. So it's, if you bring a teacher into your life, somebody who you feel is at the next level of maybe where you want to be, then definitely listen to them as you would anybody, but always validate truth inside of you. And you know, if it feels like you're flipping a coin, like, well, I don't really know, I'm not sure if this is benefiting me or not, then, and it feels like you're flipping a coin, well, so be it. But eventually, going inside enough times over and over and over, you're going to start refining that ability to discern what benefits you, what doesn't, what's truth for you and what's not. And I think that that's a bumpy road in the beginning. It took me several years to really know for certain that clear voice inside of myself. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'd have epiphanies like the ones I'm talking about where the voice is crystal clear. But I think there's even a part of me at that point that was second-guessing it. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have doubts. And so work with that human part of yourself that doubts, you know, the personality. And it's just like a trial and error. You know, you go in, you double-check the info, you make a decision to go on it or not, to act on it or not, based on what your truth is inside. And, you know, you'll hit the mark sometimes, and sometimes you won't. But you do it enough, and eventually you'll fine-tune that process to where you'll hit that mark more and more and more, to where you'll be clear and clear and clear.
Amazing. Now, Jason, we mentioned the Trinity Method, and I thought it'd be really, really useful for people at home to have an experience of what that could actually mean for their lives. And I was just wondering if you could actually share a little bit more about the technique and the method, and how you actually use it with clients.
Yeah, I'd love to. The Trinity Method is a three-step process that I've kind of developed and narrowed down with Spirit over the last 9 years, and it's breathe, release, imagine. And at first listen, maybe like, oh wow, that's so simple, you know. And how's that going to help me to connect all my spiritual powers and abilities? Well, I'll talk about it in just a second, but I want to address how we as humans typically shy away from things that are simple. Many times we are drawn to things, we see more value in something that seems more complicated. Like, you know, if it's just breathe, release, imagine, and you can do all this stuff, maybe it doesn't seem as valuable or that it will be as effective as something that's going to take me, you know, a 3-year program with, you know, 25 steps or whatever, right? We tend to do that. So I'm just bringing that awareness up because maybe some of you are saying, well, that's too simple, you know. I want something that feels more meaningful. Well, so it's human nature to do that. That's okay. But the thing that makes a Trinity Method so effective is step 3, imagine. Step 1 and 2, breathe and release. It's a clearing process. And that's what meditation is. Meditation's created for clearing. It's to clear us of thoughts, emotion, and tension in the body so that we can tap into our spiritual nature, you know, receive intuition, healing, all different things, create, manifest. So we go through as many passes of 1 and 2 as we need to feel clear. And once we're clear of mind, body, and emotion, then step 3 is imagine. And what I found with everybody who's felt blocked is it always comes down to this. Is it my intuition or am I just imagining it? Am I really connecting with a higher power or am I just imagining it? Am I really being healed or just imagining it? Am I really creating this or am I just imagining it? So when we say that it's one or the other, we actually close down that part of our mind that connects us to our spiritual abilities, to our spiritual nature. The reason is because the part of our mind that imagines is the same part of our mind that connects to this higher power, connects to our own spirituality, connects to the non-physical universe, the, you know, unseen, unperceived universe by most, where this spirit lies or divine power lies, all of these spiritual abilities of us lie. And so it closes down when we do that, say it needs to be one or the other.
Mm.
All the greatest minds throughout time have had open imaginations. Just think of them. You know, the ones who really brought through forward-thinking concepts, ideas, inventions, people like Martin Luther King, you know, Lincoln, Kennedy, Newton, Leonardo da Vinci, mm. Einstein, and then the great healers and even the religious icons, from the Moses to the Jesus to the Mother Teresa to all of them.
Mm.
Everyone who's had a real impact on shaping the world has had an open and kind of wild imagination. They've had vision. Let's call it vision.
Mm.
And that vision is imagination. It's a part of the mind. Mm. And then we can also look back to children, when we were children, and how we had an open imagination, you know, from imaginary friends to, you know, the wild stories and ideas that we'd come up with. And then that seemed to close down for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And those imaginary friends, maybe that was this universal higher power just coming to participate,
mm.
you know, spirit of some kind or sort. So it's returning to that innocent naivety, kind of seeing the world with a new pair of eyes.
Mm.
Anything's possible, no limitations, no boundaries, no boxes.
Mm.
Open imagination. And by returning to that state of being, that childlike state of being that isn't as valued by us as adults anymore, mm. We open up that spiritual channel. So that's what the Trinity Method does. It's real simple. You breathe, release, and then the imagine can be shaped to whatever application. So say you want to see colors in somebody's aura, you know, an aura being like their non-physical body or energy. And that's pretty common that psychics or intuitives or healers will be able to perceive colors in an aura, and that says something. Or medical intuition, where you can use your intuition to perceive imbalance in somebody. Both of which we did yesterday on the mm-hmm. phone when I demonstrated it with you, Damien.
Mm. It was amazing, yes.
I asked Damien if he'd like to see colors in Nora, and said, yeah. So in a few minutes, he was telling me the colors he saw. And then I asked him to see where an imbalance was in the field, my field, the biggest imbalance. He zeroed in right on the hip area. And it just so happens that that's where an injury is that I'm healing.
Mm.
Physical, I pulled a muscle doing too much exercise, and it's healing. And so he really nailed it, Damien. And mm-hmm. was that the first time you did a medical intuition like that?
I've done a couple of medical intuitive processes before, but it's always like stunning just to just feedback what it is that you see. And I guess there's like a natural resistance in a sense to it being true, but then I guess moving through that and like you say, just connecting with that innocence and just feeding back what you clearly receive, often it does come back with stunning insights.
Yeah, and we put it in the verbiage of, if I was to imagine, you know, where the energy imbalance would be in Jason's body, where would it be? And, you know, your senses pull just straight to that hip area.
Mm.
Well, likewise, you can use this for prophecy.
So
reading a probable future.
Mm.
You can use a Trinity Method for channeling in healing energies, universal healing energies, to a part of your body that you want to heal
mm.
and actually change and transform. You can use it to connect and communicate with a higher power of spirit of some sort to get communication, voice, hearing, visual. Many people come to me and they'll say, can you talk to my deceased mom for me? You know, I know that you're a channel and you can talk to spirit. And I'll say, well, would you like to do that?
Mm.
And so in this case, we're form of spirit is deceased loved one. And then within minutes, they're having this visual, auditory feeling, like full sense perception with their deceased mother. And it, you know, usually results in healing, crying, you know, it's an intense experience. So it can be applied for so many things, shifting limiting beliefs, emotional blocks. It's really our tool to access our spiritual powers or abilities to change our reality.
Amazing. Now, Jason, I was just wondering if you could actually walk through the process with you, just guiding us all, because I think it'll be invaluable for people just to really connect with what you're sharing in a very experiential way.
Okay.
Great.
Should we do it, apply it with connecting to a higher power, some form of spirit, whatever that is, to the participant?
Yeah, we'll just keep it open. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Okay, great. So we'll just, how long you want to spend, maybe 5 minutes on this?
Yeah, 5 minutes is cool.
Okay. So let's all get comfortable and take a breath in. A deep breath in and connect to your center. And let's have the intention that as you breathe in deeply, you're connecting to your spiritual center, that spiritual essence within you. And as you breathe out, let's just release everything, thoughts, emotions, tension in the body, anything that's just in there, not needed right now in this moment. Just let it all go. Breathing in, connecting to your own spirit, your spiritual center, your core of you. I think of it as just above the belly button, kind of the center of my torso. And as you breathe out, release everything and visualize yourself expanding, almost like a bubble of energy, expanding to create more room for the connection to your innermost essence. We want to stay grounded through this whole breathing and releasing process, so be aware of your feet. You might wiggle your toes. Then bring your attention back to your breath. Breathing in, connecting to your center, and breathing out, releasing, letting go, all together. Good. And continue breathing in deeply and releasing through this whole exercise. And now I'd like for you to visualize, imagine, or pretend that you're looking at a flower in your mind's eye. Close your eyes. It could be any color or might even have a scent that you may notice. We're using your imagination to open you up. And with another deep breath, I'd like for you to give yourself permission to imagine this whole exercise. And then afterwards, you can email Damien or I, and we can talk about the experience and, you know, get feedback and validate, was it really your imagination? Or did you really talk to spirit? We can let that happen after the exercise. But right now, just give yourself permission to imagine the whole thing and go with it. Just like a child. Let the inner child come out and just go on a fun adventure. Breathe, release. And I'd like you to visualize, imagine, or pretend that you're holding a little baby or animal in your arms, puppy, bunny, right, a little kitty or baby. And just hold it and feel it. Notice the color of the eyes and the hair and how it feels in your arms. And if you have trouble imagining, just, we've all held one in our arms, so just think back to a time when you've held one in your arms and see or sense that. For some of you, it may be more of a thought seeing, and that's okay too. Just feel what it feels like to hold this loving being in your arms. And let that feeling move through your arms, into your heart, through your body. Good. And be aware of a presence around you or with you or somewhere in your location. And this will come as a feeling or a sense of this higher power, whatever form it is meaningful to you. Breathe and release, breathe and release, and bring your attention back on this loving being that you're holding in your arms. And if you were to just imagine, you know, if you were to say, if I was to imagine what this presence has as a message for me, what message would this presence give me now? And I want you to say that to yourself out loud or inside, and right when you're done, expect an answer to come in. And imagine that answer. Actually, you know, what would I imagine this presence to say? And take a deep breath with it. Good. And you may have a question for this higher power, this universal presence around you. You may have an intention, a question. You may want to connect with some form of spirit, be it God, deceased loved one, or just universe, right? Or just more general. That's okay too. So let your intention come up, your question, if it hasn't already been answered. Then let's expect it to be answered now. So this could be an intention like, I'd really like a little guidance in my relationship with so-and-so, or my health, or I'd just like a name, you know, a name that I can know you by, this presence of spirit. Take a deep breath with your intention, your question. Be aware of that loving being that you're holding in your arms. This helps to ground you into the intuitive experience. And then ask your question or state your intention and expect to receive an answer immediately after in the form of, if I was to imagine what this presence would say to me, what would it say? And then you just imagine the answer. No pressure of right or wrong, just being present and imagining. And take a deep breath, and you can continue to exchange energy and information with this being, this presence, as we continue with the call.
Wonderful.
And what that was just a very, very simplified version of it. And I'll explain what I did. I pulled in their intuitive seeing, first of all, where they saw the flower, them visualizing the flower. That is intuitive seeing. We also use intuitive seeing to create. You can visualize and what you want, and that actually creates it. And then I brought in the feeling, intuitive feeling, where they felt that loving being in their arms, along with the seeing. And that reinforced their knowing, which is a confidence of the experience happening. Mm. You know, if they're able to see it and feel it and have some inner experience, and that reinforces confidence that it's happening. And then we went further to bring in the hearing quality. And there's probably a good portion that did actually receive something through the hearing or thought, and some that didn't, but more than likely everybody felt some presence. Mm. That's usually the response I get with a short little meditation like this.
Mm. Just to feedback my own experience, like I just feel that my whole energy body has really expanded outwards. I guess first kicking off in the crown area, and then it's almost like this whole wash of energy and real expansion, actually. And I guess with the message from the small child, just around softening to life, yeah, and just feel that real softness actually emanating through my energy body, which is really quite a delicious feeling. Awesome. Now, hopefully, everyone had a real powerful experience. Whatever came through for you, just honour it and be with it. Great. Well, Jason, I mentioned earlier on in the call that we've had questions come in from all around the world, and I just thought I'd take the opportunity to ask some of those now. And just going to kick off with a question from Ali, who's in Ireland. And Ali asks, when you open up, how does it feel when you begin to settle down into your new vibrational energy after the unsettling opening moment?
So when you open up, how does it feel when you settle down into your new vibration and how it may be uncomfortable? Yeah, there's a lot of that happening right now. This time we're in that everybody's talking about, given different names to it, but it's an awakening time. It's a great shift. And I'm finding with clients and students, more and more people are having these boom openings, and they can be quite intense, actually.
Yeah.
Think of them as openings to your spirit or soul or, you know, spiritual self, authentic self, your eternal you, if you will. And when that happens, it can even seem kind of hallucinogenic, right? Mm. Because how we see the world and feel the world and know the world and even hear the world, it changes. So it can be quite a peak high, if you will. And it's all energetic. There's no substances involved. Mm. The settling back in, there is an integration process. So on one level, I've had clients that are like, ooh, this is intense, you know, I'm a little scared. And it always settles down within 7 days, usually a couple days. It'll settle down when you have a peak experience, a spiritual opening. Now, sometimes some people, you know, that settling down, it's like they really enjoy that high kind of pure, clear space, and then settling back into the everyday life and being around, you know, people's stuff, you know, their dysfunctional, emotional, and belief systems and things like that can be hard when you're coming back in. But it's part of the process. And really, we who are kind of pioneering and having these peak experiences, we're grounding them and being as examples for the rest of humanity. So it's a great service, even though it can be challenging going in the ups and downs, kind of like a roller coaster. So I recommend to people to think of it like a roller coaster, you know. If it gets scary, it's like turn it into exhilaration, like you're chugging up that roller coaster ride. It's like, woo, you know, it's intense, it's great. And there's the ups and the downs, and it's going to keep happening more than likely for people like ourselves who are these examples and kind of grounding rods on the planet for this shift and opening consciousness. There's going to be like an up and a down. It's a little turbulent. It can be uncomfortable, but hang in there and find like-minded individuals. It's really important to form support groups at this time. At least have someone who really understands you and is going through something similar, because I don't think it's the majority of the world that has these types of peak openings experiences. It's a minority right now, but there's definitely more and more people having them. Mm. So find groups, form a group, and it'd be great to meet at least weekly. Even if you got to do it by telephone, I think what you're doing with these calls is amazing. Mm. But I also think it's important to be a part of a more intimate group of, you know, 12 or under, you know, somewhere around that number of people. Just a smaller, intimate group where you can share your experiences and be heard and feel supported.
Absolutely. It's almost like I guess with these people you should meet calls, it provides the non-physical element that we touched on earlier, but it definitely having the physical interaction with people that are open and curious and aware certainly does make the whole process of raising consciousness a much richer experience that can be shared.
Yeah, necessary, yeah.
Absolutely. Great. Okay, this one comes from Vassi, who's in Australia, and Vassi asks, I would like to connect to my divine soul purpose and live in alignment with this. How do I do this?
So how do I connect with my divine soul purpose? Well, you're doing it. You're doing it because you're putting that question out to the universe, and the universe is already replying to you. It's already happening. But let me give you some things that you can consider. I say that I like to share with clients that the more of us we reveal to the world, the more of spirit that's revealed to us. Mm. And likewise, the more of our purpose is revealed to us. So the walls and the guards that we place between each other, you know, that we have between ourselves and others, are the same walls and guards that we place between our own most inner spirituality, with spirit, with our purpose, with all of these things. So revealing is truly healing, and revealing takes us deeper. Every time we reveal something with the world that we have felt uncomfortable revealing, it actually takes us one step further into our purpose. Every time that we step through a fear, every time we courageously step through that fire, if you will, it steps us further into our purpose, into spirit, into our most inner spiritual essence. Mm. So a little exercise everyone can do is write down 10 things, the top 10 things that you hide from the world. And this could be hide from everyone or just a group of people, but the top 10 things you hide, and then number them. Number one is going to be the easiest thing for you to share with the world and reveal, and 10 would be the hardest. And so you go 1 to 10. And then you start at 1 and you just start revealing them. Mm. Maybe you'll take one a day, one a week, one a month, but eventually you reveal all those things and you will find yourself more in touch with your inner spirituality, spirit, your purpose, and everything.
Wow, that's amazing, and made all the more easy by, I guess, all the different social networks we have today, if you didn't want to actually broadcast a thing that you've hidden to the world. It's certainly easier than ever before with technology.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, we've got just time for one more question, and I know we have lots of creatives and intuitives that actually tune into the program, so I'm just going to ask this one from Caroline, who's in Canada. And Carolyn asks, how do I tap into my creative channel?
Okay. Well, the creative channel is this channel that I talked about using the Trinity Method, the part of the mind that imagines and the part that channels spirit or your spiritual abilities or this higher power or vision or whatever. So you could use a Trinity Method, the breathe, release, and then imagine. If you're a writer, for instance, use that with what's called automatic writing or journaling. And I'll get people out of writer's block by having them, you know, use a Trinity Method and then just start, like, journaling, just going for it, typing as fast as they can or writing as fast as they can, until they get in a flow. And you get in a flow to where you might even start using phrasing that you normally wouldn't use. And that's when you're plugged into this higher power and it's channeling through you. Mm. If you're an artist, same thing. You just have to get into that flow. A lot of times as artists or creative types, we want it to be perfect from the get-go, and that's very blocking. So you just have to get in the flow. If you're an artist, you know, just start start painting, and then when you feel like you're, what you're painting is kind of painting itself, that's when you've got that channel open. And so you may, you know, waste a canvas, you may go through, you know, pages of writing and just kind of throw it away to open that channel, but that's what you do.
Right, I just love that expression of the painting itself, and it's almost like, for me, that divine, surrendered, innocent being that's really allowing life and the life force actually move through, whether it's in a creative process or even just intuitively as we navigate our human terrain. So it's just a real vivid description of that beautiful process.
Absolutely. Same with public speaking. You know, you're getting ready to do a talk. Well, just start flowing with it, you know. Just breathe, release, and start imagining what the talk will be. And when you feel that flow happening, you know, that's when you jump on stage and just go with it. So creative types want to get in the flow. And once they're in the flow, then that's when the masterpieces come through.
Awesome.
Okay.
Great. That's a great question, Caroline.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, we've like our hour has just flown. We were getting very close to the end of the hour. And it's just been, what can I say? It's been a very delightful exploration that we've had over the past hour. And I certainly want to just acknowledge myself for following that intuitive guidance of the three separate pieces of information that led me to you, because it's certainly been wonderful to connect and also to open up this space to share your message with people all around the world. And for people who are either listening to this call or tuning into the recording, I was just wondering if you could actually share with people how they can actually continue on with your work and find out more about the things that you do in the world.
Sure, and thank you for following your intuition. It's really a pleasure to be a part of this. Well, there's a couple ways that I share what I do with people. One is through one-on-one sessions, and I have an international clientele that I work with that really covers three different parts. One is spiritual, so plugging people into their spiritual abilities, and personal and career. And it's really about people who feel that they're really ready to take their life to the next level. And hopefully every way, but at least one of those ways, we get together and we do that, and it's pretty powerful. So I'd be happy to talk to people more about that if they're interested. As well, I do a monthly teleseminar series, and there's a free registration, so everybody can participate. And then there's also a paid monthly, it's like $10 a month, where they get all kinds of empowerment goodies to turn it into more of like a program than just a teleseminar each month. And I team up with guest speakers and we co-teach. I'm actually teaming up with Hans Christian King, a spiritual medium and psychic for 40 years, just a profound man, tonight. So tonight, if you're interested, you can jump on my website, and it'll basically be a continuation of this. We're going to talk about channeling spirit to heal and transform your life. Love to have you there. And then very shortly, I'll be coming out with home study programs, so you can check my website for that too.
And just the address for people, it's jasonnelson.info.
Yeah, the website is jasonnelson.info, jasonnelson.info. Something else that I've recently developed is something called prenatal baby talk, which is pretty niche, but for moms-to-be who want to have a two-way exchange, real tangible communication exchange with baby for guidance and healing, that's something that I've just really been drawn to. So moms-to-be, you can see more info on my website on that too.
That's quite one of the things that actually captured my eye, actually, just the fact that you're drawn to children and like even writing the book Empowering Children Today. And I was just wondering, is it the the connection to that real state of innocence, or the, I guess, that untainted divine being that enters planet Earth. What is it that you feel really drawn about with children?
Wow. Well, spirit impressed me to write the book, as everything I do. But my personal draw to it, words can't express my passion. It's like the children, they have something that we're missing, that we've let go of or swept under the rug or closed down, and it's so refreshing and healing to be around children and to just see them be how they are, just simply being themselves, emotionally, mentally, physically, just their innocence or naivety. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a drop of healing every time. It's something that we can really benefit from as adults. And the book Empowering Children Today, which will be available within a few weeks, it's in its final editing stage. It's empowering parents to be able to step into the shoes of children and see through their eyes, and in doing so, becoming the most amazing examples for children, so that children don't lose that naivety, that innocence, that childlike nature, which I think many adults kind of look down on. You know, if you or I were being like that, we might be seen as childlike, and that would be seen as negative. So it's really changing the consciousness that it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing.
That's absolutely wonderful. And also just curious about your first book, Age of the Soul. What was the creative process like for just creating and sharing that with the world?
Well, that book was my first channeled writing experience, and it was communicated from a higher power straight through me, very raw and to the point. The book was, I believe that it was written to teach me, because it was a lot of things that took me maybe a year and a half or so to really understand on a deep level and put into practice, and things I'm still learning from. I'm actually in the process of rewriting that book, a new writing style of God's message or spirit or universal higher power. I just say God because it's universally accepted, but this higher power channeling through me, and then Jason's commentary, which is anecdotal stories. It's a different voice. It's, you know, I use more adjectives. It's more colorful. Spirit's message is more straight to the point. My voice is more colorful with stories and things that kind of more tie it into people's lives. So I found this to be a nice writing style for me. So I'm going to shape that book to this new writing style.
Awesome. Well, great. It's just been an absolute pleasure, Jason, to be in your presence and then to listen to all the wonderful things you have to share with people. And I just wanted to, first of all, just take this opportunity to thank you for just being present to spirit as it flowed through you, and just opening your life to a whole new possibility. It must have been quite tricky when you're on the path of the musician to let go of that and see a new possibility evolving for you. And because you actually saw that and acknowledged it and moved with it, we've all really had the benefit of that today. So I just want to firstly acknowledge you for that, and secondly, just for spending the past hour with us. Just really wonderful to spend time with connected beings that are doing wonderful things for opening consciousness to a different level on planet Earth.
Well, you're doing really great work here with this series that you're doing, the show, and I just really appreciate you having me on, because I know that you're the participants, you know, I can feel them. I can see them intuitively, and I hope to hear from each and every one of you. You know, if you have questions or you want to know more about what I do or how we can work together, please feel free to contact me anytime.
Awesome. Cool. Jason, so just wondering, in conclusion, did you have any final words of wisdom that you'd like to leave people with?
Yeah, every single one of you, you're amazing beings. You're amazing human beings, and I encourage you to trust yourself more. Trust that you're amazing. Really trust that you have the answers inside of you, and that calls like this are just, they're just verification maybe to what you felt and known inside of yourself. And just keep trusting more and more.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Jason. And thank you, everyone at home. These calls are a really important process that we follow week to week, and an important practice. And I think connecting people who are bringing in this frequency around planet Earth via this modality is really a very, very special process. And I just wanted to take this time to acknowledge and honour each and every single one of you for being a part of this. It's your questions that you send in every week, your feedback after the calls, and just your willingness to evolve and to grow that is just such an inspiration for me. And I just wanted to honour and thank you all. Now, for those of you who would like to listen to this call again, we will be making it available for free on the People You Should Meet website. Just recently on the site, we've just added all these new levels of functionality. So we've got all the ability to actually share these calls as well and these powerful teachings with a single click of a button. You can post the recordings onto Twitter or onto Facebook or your favourite social networking sites that you visit. And often it's just taking these small steps forward and openly sharing the powerful things we uncover on our own journeys that it really invites and connects other people to whole new ways of being. So I do encourage everyone to take advantage of that opportunity and to share this work freely. Great, so that's it for another call. And once again, thank you everyone at home, and thank you again, Jason. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, and thank you, everybody.
Cool.